Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Immigration advocates and some Massachusetts district attorneys have won at least a temporary victory in their fight against immigration authorities making arrests at courthouses. A federal judge has issued a temporary injunction that prohibits immigration authorities from arresting people for civil immigration violations at courthouses across the state. Advocates and the district attorneys for Suffolk and Middlesex counties argue the practice is unfairly discouraging people from showing up in court on other important matters. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has been covering this issue and is with us in the studio now. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Lisa.
So the judge's decision takes effect immediately. Those who have been pushing for it say that the courts have not been able to function properly the way things are now. Remind us what issues are in the lawsuit.
Right. That's exactly it. So district attorneys Marianne Ryan and Rachel Rollins filed this suit back in April. They partnered with advocates and the Committee for Public Counsel. And essentially, the argument is that justice is not being carried out in Massachusetts courthouses right now. And their reasoning behind that is people in immigrant communities are too afraid of being arrested at a courthouse by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement that they're just not showing up. They're not showing up for scheduled court hearings. They may be too afraid to even file a complaint. So essentially, they're not able to have their day in court. And the DAs argue as well that this means they aren't able to do their jobs. They're not able to close some cases because defendants are being arrested by ICE before they're able to be fully prosecuted for crimes.
If, though, this is a temporary injunction, some advocates are already considering it a major victory. Why is that?
Right. Well, it's a significant decision. It's saying that effective immediately, ICE cannot arrest someone for a civil immigration charge on their way into court, while they're in court, when they're leaving court. If someone is on their way to carry out business at court, they can't be detained by ICE. It's the broadest judicial order of its kind in the country. Or Nimney is with Lawyers for Civil Rights, which represents the plaintiffs. Here's what he has to say about the significance of the injunction.
This is a huge victory. ICE has been running rampant across courthouses, stalking immigrants as they go in to get restraining orders against abusive partners or deal with other civil or criminal matters. And it's been taking a huge toll on immigrant communities.
Shannon, what are federal immigration authorities saying about the ruling today?
Well, all along, the federal government has argued that making these sort of arrests in courthouses is safer than doing so in the community. It's sort of a controlled environment. John Moen is a spokesman for ICE. He told us the agency respects the decision by the court, and it will be reviewing it further.
Is a temporary order, though, as we said, so for immigrants who are not legal residents, mm-hmm. does it give them enough confidence to actually come forward for court matters?
Right. Well, that's the question immediately, right? The number one priority now will be communicating this decision throughout the immigrant communities. That's where advocates really will come into play. Gladys Vega heads up the Chelsea Collaborative. It's an immigrants' rights organization in Chelsea. The group's actually named as a plaintiff. Vega said she was in tears today when she heard about the injunction.
We were feeling hopeless because victims of domestic violence, people that were victims of fraud, were not attending court hearings or were not putting claims at the court because they were so afraid of the presence of ICE in the courtroom.
So Vega says she's hopeful that that trend will now change, and she'll certainly be advising everyone that they should be safe from arrest for now as the case plays out. Lisa, interestingly enough, this decision comes from the same courthouse where U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling just recently decided to prosecute a state trial court judge for allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by ICE in her courtroom. So it's an incredible dynamic that's playing out there.
Thank you for following both those cases for us. WBUR's Shannon Dooling. Thanks.
Thank you.